It's time for your weekly checkup. This is Medical Monday, presented by Our Lady of the Lake Health.
It is time for Medical Monday, as we do every Monday. And joining us this week is Dr. Chelsea Conrad, a family medicine physician working for the Mid-City Clinic of Our Lady of the Lakes Physician Group. Dr. Conrad, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
No, glad to have you on here today. We're talking about chronic disease management. What is that?
All right. So to me, chronic disease management, it looks at a multitude of factors. So for me, I heavily focus on prevention methods. So making sure patients have the appropriate screening completed for their age group and family medical history. So this involves having regular checkups, and I want to emphasize regular checkups to make sure that everything is being taken care of. Patients are adhering to the lifestyle changes, such as diet and exercise. They're not having difficulties with medication. And by that, I mean having the ability to afford and pick up the medication, and if they're having any side effects. So I look at a lot of social factors as well, especially in the clinic that I currently work at. I consider income, transportation, housing insecurities that could potentially affect the management of a patient's health. And not to leave out mental health, because that's a really big component of it. So if a patient's mental health is not where it needs to be, then that can affect how they take care of themselves and if they're compliant with the medication regimen and the plan that we have for their care.
All right, so this is sounding very much like an ounce of prevention being worth a pound of cure type of scenario, right?
Wait, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
This is sounding an awful lot like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure type of strategy here.
Exactly. It's easier to prevent something. It's a lot easier to prevent it than to have to deal with it on the other end later.
So what strategies do you employ to get patient buy-in and get them following along with this?
So for me, I try to create an open dialogue. I'm here to educate, make recommendations, but ultimately the patient's in charge of their healthcare decisions. Mm-hmm. So I like to identify the barriers and help patients overcome them. Like I said earlier about the financial constraints and transportation. And that's why, you know, I have the video appointment. So if you can't physically come to see me, that's okay. We can do the appointment while you're on your break at work or you're at home. And I like to emphasize, like I said before, the importance of just the follow-up, too, so I can just take care of any issues that may arise.
Talk with Dr. Chelsea Conrad from Our Lady of the Lake about chronic disease management. When we're talking about chronic illnesses, what type of illnesses are we talking about here?
So I see a lot of diabetes, a lot of hypertension, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. So those are the ones I mainly focus on during the discussion today.
Okay. That would involve, to go along with the prevention, a lot of follow-up as well. How do you make sure that the folks are sticking to the treatment plans you've got out there?
So I try to make it easy for them. Before the patient leaves leaves the clinic, they have their appointment set up for them. Mm-hmm. If I want them to go see a cardiologist, I'll call the cardiologist while the patient's in the clinic still, set that appointment up for them so they'll know where to go, who they're seeing, and what time to be there. I try to take a lot of the guesswork out of everything for them. So if you show up, we'll handle everything for you.
Okay, so that involves speaking to other doctors along the way. So that kind of walks us up to collaboration. How do you go about collaborating with other healthcare providers or specialists to ensure you've got continuity of care for your patients and everyone staying on the same page?
So I'm a firm believer in the motto, a teamwork makes the dream work. So Our Lady of the Lake makes it so easy to contact other specialists if I have any questions about a patient's plan of care. There's an exchange after that. But also, my team, we all work together to make these appointments. So if I order you a colonoscopy, my team and my MA will call the GI doctor, schedule that appointment for you, and I'll send you your prep medication straight to the pharmacy.
It's so thorough. I mean, you've got to be on your game all the time.
It is. It really is a coordinated event to make all these things happen during a patient's appointment.
But there's got to be something on the patient there too, right? So for those who do suffer from these chronic diseases, how do they incorporate preventative care to say to lighten your load, but to pull their weight?
So like I say, I emphasize the follow-up. So if a patient has to be an active participant in their care, and by this, I mean, like I said earlier, they need to show up to the appointment. Show up. We make it so easy. Just show up to the appointment, and we will handle all the preventative care measures for them. We'll put in all the orders to make sure everything's set up. And the technology that we have now makes it so easy to keep up with all the care gaps so nothing falls through.
We're talking with Dr. Chelsea Conrad from Our Lady of the Lake, talking about chronic disease management and just staying out front, staying on top of things. I would imagine that technology has played a significant role in your particular areas here. So what do you believe technology, what role do you believe, or roles, plural, I should say, does technology pick up when it comes to managing chronic diseases?
So technology definitely makes it a lot easier to manage chronic diseases. There's literally an app for everything.
Yeah.
Diabetics have continuous glucose monitoring devices now that they monitor their blood sugar levels and readings and record them on an app on their phone. So you no longer have to prick your finger like back in the day. It's an implant that goes in your arm, so it makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. You have these telemedicine appointments now. Like I said earlier, if you can't make it into the office, we make it convenient for the patient. And so you can just do the visit while you're at home or during your lunch break.
The telemedicine is one that, I mean, it's been around for a minute, but it really picked up steam under COVID and it's really stuck around.
Correct. It definitely picked up steam during COVID and it's here to stay. I think a lot of things are going to be through telemedicine for now.
Just, and I'm not looking for a specific number, but ballpark it for me here. How many telehealth or televisits do you get in a day?
Honestly, maybe two for now. A lot of patients still like to come in.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. A lot of patients still like to come in. They like to have that physical interaction in person. But I will say a lot of my elderly population mm-hmm. who can't always come out the house, they actually like the telehealth.
I mean, two a day is still 10 a week. That's a significant number there, and it is likely going to grow. But, I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at, no pun intended. It's nothing to sneeze at for sure.
Correct.
Other aspects of technology that we're talking about here, though, you mentioned the blood sugar, the blood the monitors. What else do folks take on their own?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
Sorry. Aside from the blood sugar monitoring, what else do folks take on their own that, you know, that technology has helped with?
Also, mental health. So, you know, you have apps out there like Headspace, Calm app, that helps people de-stress and reduce that load that they have on themselves.
Very good stuff. Let's talk about it. We're talking about the things that have helped. What about the things that stand in the way? What are the most common barriers that patients face in managing their chronic conditions, and how can you help them overcome those challenges?
And so for me, a lot of things I see in my clinic, number one is having no insurance, that barrier. So fortunately, we have a financial aid department where I work, where they help patients get set up for insurance. And so that helps a lot. The second thing would just be, like I said earlier, the financial cost of treatments and medications. And so luckily, like I said earlier, we have that financial aid department and get them insurance. We also have the GoodRx card that help patients out affording medication. Mm-hmm. And then the next barrier is this patient not understanding their condition or its symptoms and like how it can affect their life. And then lastly, just patients not believing in themselves that they can make the step to change their chronic conditions. Like I had a patient, a diabetic patient, come in, A1C was 12, which is uncontrolled. Normally at that stage, I wouldn't do injectable insulin. But she told me no. She was like, I don't want to do insulin. I'm going to make all the changes and I come back. My A1C is going to be lower. So we gave her a time frame. I said, come back in 2 months. We'll see where you're at. So not only did she completely change her lifestyle, started exercising, following a diabetic diet, she dropped her A1C all the way down to 7. So we didn't have to do any injectable insulin. She believed that she can do the changes and she did it.
Gotta love when success begets success, right?
Yes, sir.
Unreal. Awesome stuff. Hey, between those last two that you mentioned, between not knowing the how dire long-term effects can be and not believing in themselves, are you able to like use one as a motivator for the other?
Honestly, yes. So when patients come in And they're like, well, I'm having this numbness and tingling down my legs and down my arms, and their A1C is all the way out of control. I let them know, hey, those two are related.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we can get your A1C under control, that other problem can go away. And so that motivates them, because their A1C is not what bothers them. It's that numbness and tingling. And so it helps them focus on correcting their chronic conditions.
All right, so you're located over in Mid-City. If any of our listeners want to make an appointment to see you, how do they do that?
Yeah, for sure. So they can schedule an appointment. They can call me at 225-358-4853.
225, I'm sorry, you said 358 what?
4853.
4853. She's Dr. Chelsea Conrad. Fantastic stuff today. Thank you so much for hopping on board.
Thank you for having me.